new government is seeking the means to access money from state companies in order to boost public finances. Public Affairs, one of the three parties in government, has threatened to torpedo the finance minister's proposed austerity package at Wednesday's government meeting. And the Czech foreign minister has said the time is not yet ripe for the European Union to reassess its policy towards Cuba in connection with the recent release of political prisoners. The new centre-right government is seeking the means to access money from state companies in order to boost public finances, according to Tuesday's edition of Hospodarské noviny. The paper says that there are presently some 8 billion crowns in profits on company accounts that could be put to good use, and that over the next 4 years, the government could access another 10 billion from state companies such as Bujovický Budvar, the state forestry company Lesy ČR, or the country's postal service. However, accessing the funds would require a change of legislation. Public Affairs, one of the three parties in government, has threatened to torpedo the finance minister's proposed austerity package at Wednesday's government meeting. Party leader Radek Jón, who heads the Interior Ministry, said the proposed measures placed an unfair burden on public affairs ministers, who were expected to take the biggest cuts. The party leadership is set to debate the issue further on Tuesday evening. Public Affairs holds the Interior, Transport and Education Ministries. In an angry reaction to the public statement, Prime Minister Nisha said all ministries were being asked to make cuts and any minister who couldn't shoulder the burden had no place in government. At a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels, Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said the time was not yet ripe for the EU to reassess its policy towards Cuba in connection with the recent release of political prisoners. Mr. Schwarzenberg said that although the move was a sign of progress, Cuba was still far from functioning as a democracy. Drawing a parallel to communist Czechoslovakia, the Czech foreign minister said Cuba had moved from the hardline 1950s to the 1970s in its development. He pointed out that in the 1970s, the Czechoslovak communist regime had also had an interest in expelling dissidents from the country and preventing them from returning. The EU has conditioned any dialogue with Havana on an observance of human rights, and some member states, such as Spain, have suggested it may be time to revise its tough line. The Czech Republic on Monday also supported an EU move to level tougher sanctions against Iran in a dispute over its nuclear program. They include a block on oil and gas investment. Two of the 11 Czech scouts who were injured in an accident in Lithuania over the weekend remain in intensive care with serious chest injuries, the CTK News Agency reports. Six others remain hospitalized with fractures and concussion. The accident happened on Sunday when a group of 15 Czech scouts cycling around the country took shelter in a derelict building in a rainstorm which collapsed on them. The police is investigating the accident with regard to possible negligence on the part of the house owner, as well as the scoutmaster who allowed the group to enter a building which was clearly uninhabitable. President Václav Klaus on Tuesday appointed Iva Rychelová head of the Czech Statistical Office. Ms. Rychelová formerly headed the Jan Evangelista Purkyně University in Ústí nad Labem. The 36-year-old former university director specializes in environmental policies. The Czech Statistical Office has had an acting director since its former head, Jan Fischer, left his post after being appointed head of the caretaker cabinet in May of last year. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring partly cloudy skies with some rain and day temperatures at around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.